Unit 8. Thanksgiving. Lesson 29. 1. Read and act.
Would you like to come to my home on Thursday evening?
Sure. What have you planned?
My mom's having some of our friends over for Thanksgiving.
What's that?
It's a very special American holiday. We celebrate on the fourth Thursday of November.
What do you do to celebrate it?
We give thanks to God for all that we have got. It's also a time for family and friends to get together.
So it's a little like the Chinese New Year.
Yeah, that's right.
I suppose there will be lots of food.
Yes, more than you can eat.
Great. I've always wanted to try traditional American food. What time should I be there?
Is 6:30 okay?
That's fine. Thanks. See you then.
See you.
2. Read and act.
Hi, Mum. Gee, something smells good.
I'm cooking the turkey for dinner.
Do you need any help?
Thanks. I could use a bit of help. Why don't you set the table for me?
All right. Shall I put spoons with the knives and forks?
Of course, sweetie. We'll need them for the cranberry dish.
Okay. Anything else you need?
No, that's all.
Lesson 30. 2. Read. Give a title for this story.
Americans have been celebrating Thanksgiving in one way or another since the 1600s. However, this holiday wasn't really celebrated in the modern way until the 1890s. At that time, the leaders were searching for a holiday that could bring the people together as one nation, especially new immigrants from abroad. Some leaders tried to change the true history of the first Thanksgiving, more than a little bit. They wrote about how the English settlers found friendship with the Indians, who they met in the new land called America. They said that the settlers and the Indians were like brothers and sisters. These leaders also described the first Thanksgiving meal as one cooked by settlers for their guests, the Indians. So it seemed that the settlers and the Indians lived happily together. Sadly, some of what Americans were told was really just a myth. Soon after the first Thanksgiving, the Indians began to have problems with the settlers. Some of the settlers had strange diseases that killed many of the Indians. The settlers, who had a strong belief in God, wanted to teach their religion to the Indians. Most of the Indians, however, weren't interested in it. About 20 years after the first settlers arrived in New England, fighting often broke out between the settlers and the Indians. The settlers took most of the land from the people they had once called their friends. Many of the Indians who were still alive ran away to live with French settlers in Canada. Some were not so lucky. They were sold as slaves in the south of the country. However, the story is not all sad. In fact, the first Thanksgiving was a time of celebration. William Bradford, one of the leaders of the settlers, invited an Indian named Squanto and his family to dinner. These Indians had helped the settlers to become better farmers. The Indian leader, his family, and many others were also invited. Everyone gave thanks for a successful harvest and ate a great feast for 3 days. Today, Thanksgiving lasts only 1 day. But American families still get together every autumn to give thanks and to have a big meal with friends and neighbors.
Lesson 31. 1. Read and answer.
You may be surprised to learn that some Indian groups had 6 Thanksgiving festivals every year. The first was in early February. It celebrated the harvest of a juice from special trees. The second took place in the early spring. It celebrated the planting of seeds in the ground. The third Thanksgiving was celebrated in the late spring for the first fruit of the season. The next was in the summer to give thanks for the corn. The fifth festival came in late autumn to celebrate the harvest. The last took place during the winter to give thanks for another safe year.
Lesson 32. 2. Dictation. 1. This is an Indian prayer of thanks. Listen to the tape as you read the text and write in the missing words. 2. Form a small group and read the text aloud. 3. Then choose one person to read it to the rest of your class.
Qua, qua, qua. Now the time has come. Hear us, great Father of the sky. We are here to speak the truth, for you want only truth. We are your children, great Father of the sky. Now begins our feast. With this fire and smoke, we offer our prayers to you. Now in the beginning, you provided us with all we need on earth. You said, I shall make the earth for the people to live on. They shall look to the earth as their mother, and they shall say, It is she who gives us much. We are grateful for the earth and each other. So this is why we have come here today to give you thanks. Now see the smoke from the fire. It rises high into the sky. We will eat food from our hard work. You have given us a world to grow many things. You give us the sister corn. It keeps us healthy. Now it grows colder. But it will be warm again in the spring, and life will return to us. We remember you, and we are thankful. The smoke from the fire rises again. See the fire, and hear our words.
4. Read.
Many, many years ago, Sister Corn wanted to bring more pleasure to her people. She had already made the shoes they wore. Now she wanted to make something different. So she asked the Great Spirit if she could make little people of corn husk. The Great Spirit agreed. Then Sister Corn began the hard work and made a very beautiful young corn woman. One day this woman went into the forest and looked at herself in a clear lake. She saw how beautiful she was and became very proud and naughty. Soon, people became unhappy. So the Great Spirit told the woman not to be so proud, but she didn't listen. The Great Spirit decided to teach her a lesson. She would have no face, nor could she talk to the people, the birds, or the animals of the forest. She must walk around the earth forever looking for something to do to get her lovely face back again. To this day, the Indian people do not put any face on the corn husk dolls.